And whilst our leaders pray for full visible communion within Christianity, we too, in our own little ways, do our best to share our resources and gifts in pursuit of common goals. And that's what the Good Shepherd Sisters Sharing Fair is all about, sharing the wealth of developed nations and the resources of developing countries as a way to help improve the lives of women and communities in poor areas. The Good Shepherd Sisters are holding one of their sharing fairs here in Rome on the first weekend of December. I decided to pop in to see for myself and find out more about it. You never know, I thought to myself. I may even manage to pick up a few Christmas gifts. I was greeted warmly at the Generalate.
I am Sister Regina Quizon. I'm from the Philippines and I work as Communications Coordinator of the Good Shepherd Congregation.
The sharing fair, she told me, is an innovative initiative of the Good Shepherd Sisters all over the world.
The fair is an initiative of the Good Shepherd Sisters worldwide in order to help women somehow be uplifted from their lives of poverty. So we help women all over the world with income-generating projects, which means they do handicrafts, they do cards, they do many things, embroidery for house, homeware, tableware, something like that. And they are marketed here in Europe, in the United States too, in Australia. So these are projects in order to help women earn money in a better way.
Yes, she explained, one dramatic issue the Good Shepherd Sisters are particularly concerned about and involved in is the fact that so many poor women today are victims of trafficking and are lured into prostitution simply because they have no other choice. How does it work? The proceeds that you earn go back to the women or go back to the communities? What happens?
This, of course, when there are products made by women, these are paid for by the congregation. And of course, the congregation also has to pay whatever things are necessary to transport these goods. But it is an initiative so that women will have better earning because, of course, compared to multinational corporations, we hope that we can pay better the women for the products that they are able to produce.
It's a kind of a fair trade, isn't it?
It's a fair trade indeed, that they get paid enough or well more than what the others pay, because there are those who produce and produce, but they get little money for what they worked for.
Most of these handicrafts that you are going to sell at the fair, where do they come from?
They come from Nairobi in Kenya, from Madagascar, from the Philippines, from Peru, from Sri Lanka, India.
I asked Sister Regina to tell me more about her congregation and its own special mission.
The Good Shepherd Sisters was founded by Saint Mary Euphrasia. She's a French woman, founded the congregation in France in 1835. So she became a saint in 1940.
Was her mission already to help women?
Yeah, just the mission is to help women worldwide. And she began with having residences for women in difficulties. And until now, we continue that. While we have residences, we have also moved into pastoral work. So we do not just keep them in residences, but we go to the communities where they are to help them. So that's what we do worldwide. I think that's what Vatican II did also for the congregation, that they are not just in convents. We are not just helping them, but we go to where they are, to their families, so that we can help them. We can see the situation. We would know better how they are in the communities.
How else do you reach out to women who are in difficulty?
The Good Shepherd Sisters have two different lifestyles, the contemplative lifestyle and the apostolic. The apostolic sisters minister to persons, different persons, including youth in crisis, single mothers, the homeless, abused women and children, women who are victims of trafficking, and there are many, according to our experience, there are many women who are trafficked.
Well, here in Rome, we see a lot of that, don't we?
Mm-hmm. That's why our sisters also, especially the province of Italy, are involved in helping in our own little way those trafficked women.
What is your own little way? What do you do?
Our own little way. As a congregation, just yesterday we celebrated the 10th year anniversary of the Good Shepherd Congregation's presence at the United Nations. That is, we are there as a member, as an affiliate of the Economic Social Council of the United Nations. So in that level, then we try to speak on behalf of women. We become the voice of women who are abused, helping in a worldwide organization on how we can help better women who are trafficked, women who are poor, women who are abused. But also on the local level, we try to do something for them concretely, that there are women who are poor, they need money to help a family live, and that's what we do. So it's not a grand thing, but we try to do our what we can to help them.
It's not a grand thing, as Regina says, but it's the famous drop in the ocean that can really make a tangible difference to some people's lives and to that of their families and communities.
For certain women whom we help, it is a big help to them that they're able to earn sufficiently for their families. We hope we can help more women earn sufficiently for their families. In a way, we have seen many who have, well, they have their own homes, they can send their children to school. It's an effort that is, somehow bearing fruit each day. We just hope that more people would be able to help us. And helping could be by patronizing the products that they have. I hope for the products that these women, these are not just seen as just products, but when we buy a product, we see the story of the women who make these products. That there are stories behind these products, that these are women struggling to keep their lives better. For themselves and for their children.
For their children, for the future. What kind of products can we expect to buy at the fair?
I saw the stock room, it's filled with many good products. For example, there are tablewares, there are bags made by women, different kinds of bags, different designs. It shows also the diversity of culture of women all over the world, because each particular culture produces its own kind of bags. Or tablewares, so many. There are also gifts for children, like children's toys, and I think the children would love those toys.
I'll have to go back for those toys. When I spoke to Sister Regina, they were still in the stockroom. But her words were food for thought, and even although it's true, it's not a grand thing. Why not help make a difference by choosing to buy gifts that will help make this Christmas a fair one, as well as a merry one?